Bam 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 bam, be a dance show, dance show. Bam 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 bam, be a dance show, dance show. Bam 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 bam, be a dance show. Welcome back to a beautiful day in Puerto Rico. We are doing the dance show, and it's beautiful. And we are gonna get deep and profound today. Right now, we're going to be talking about escaping the real world and how can we find our way in it in the most healthy, wholesome way possible with confidence. Now, I'm going to give you a little excerpt of what I'm going to talk about. You are not who you thought yourself to be throughout your teens. The insecure voice in your head with the bias that you're not good enough, the pessimistic attitude that you're not good enough. We feel that when we... You know, when things don't go our way, making mistakes are okay. It's the way we learn. Those morons that were popular in high school are losers and unfunctional in the real world for the most part. There are towering figures in sports, show business, finance that have had tough upbringings and made it to the top. Some of you might come from broken homes, others from abusive parents, but let me tell you that a traumatizing childhood is not a life sentence. You can get out of it. It's time for you to come out of your shell and say hi to the strangers, okay? Walk around with a gentle smile, stand upright with your shoulders back, get that amygdala part of your brain distracted when you lose your cool, and if you get pissed off, just walk away. It takes an average of 20 minutes for the BPM of the brain, of the heart rate to go down after you're pissed off. If you get pissed off, read a little bit, watch a movie. Don't drive around or else you're gonna crash. Take a walk around the neighborhood, relax. And if you feel in your relationship that you're getting out of control, just tell your partner, look, I feel like this is getting out of control. I'm gonna lose my cool. I need my space. I need to get out of here. So, and then you come back and you solve it better, you know? And the grandfather of expert communication created the XYZ method. I read it in Emotional Intelligence from Dan Goleman. And basically what he says is the XYZ method is when you, I feel because, or when you, I feel I'd rather. So for example, let's say that a woman goes to a movie with her husband, right? And she says, okay, so we're going to meet at 8:30 and we're going to go watch the movie. And she arrives, 8:30 comes, he's not there, 8:35, he's not there, 8:40, he's not there, 8:45, he finally arrives and she's pissed off. Completely pissed off, and she's screaming at him, and she's accusing him, and she's criticizing him, and she's saying, I can't believe you're an a-hole, you're terrible, you're irresponsible, you're never here, and just like criticizing him. And the difference between men and women in relationships is that men normally don't like to be criticized, and they rush to conclusions. So the men that are listening to this podcast right now about relationships, don't rush to conclusions. You don't have to agree with your wife or your girlfriend in every like debate or argument or debacle. You just have to let her feel understood, and you have to listen and empathize. And women, don't criticize, don't attack, don't do that. You're not gonna get anywhere with your husband or boyfriend. Anyways, XYZ method. When you arrive late, I feel disrespected because I am. You know, very, very punctual, and I'd rather you be more responsible. His reaction is going to be a lot more calm. It's going to be a lot more easier. And I think that the pillars of a solid relationship are communication. Now, back to what I was saying. Listening intently to the other instead of saying a flat out aggressive, you're wrong. You, I disagree. No, that's not assertive communication. You say, I disagree. You have your Aristotle style debate, you know. You're different, you're gonna sort of, it's almost like a competition in a playful way that I like to see it. But if it's more of a Carl Rogers, Rogerian way of being, which is really good for personal relationships and work relationships as well, I'd say that it's good for you to. Rogerian arguments would be more like, I see what you're coming, where you're coming from, I empathize, this is what I think, this is what you think, let's come to like a compromise, let's come to agreements, and let's try to come together to make a solution. And I like that a lot more. especially in relationships, now that we're talking about romance, because I am transforming from a charisma coach into a holistic life coach, which my whole entire entrepreneurship project from university has transformed into that, which we'll get into a little later in a different episode. But basically, that's what I think. And then you could give, one of the three Aristotelian rhetorical persuasive tactics: logos, ethos, pathos. Logos is statistics, ethos is credibility, and pathos is emotion. These are different ways of persuading people. Obviously, you're persuading. It's an ethical way of persuasion. Cialdini talked about it in The Psychology of Persuasion, Influence, which is an incredible book, a book that I've been, that has been just immensely useful in my college career, especially since I'm a psychology major with a minor in marketing. But, you're persuading people not only to get what you want, but to get what's best for them as well. So we'll get back to those examples later on in the book. This is basically my ebook that you're listening to, called On the Verge of Greatness. And that's the end of our episode for now. So I love you all. Take care. And thank you for tuning in to the Adon Show. Thank you for tuning in. I love you all. Bye-bye.